How do you get your house to pay you to live there? I know it sounds crazy, but there is a way through the house hacking strategy. In this episode, we're going to explain how you can start house hacking and get your house to pay you to live there. Hello, and welcome back to the Happy House Hacking Podcast, the podcast to show you how to build real wealth and happiness through home ownership. We are your hosts, Owen and Camille Schwagerly. We are realtors, investors, and we are committed to helping more people find creative ways to get started owning real estate through house hacking. Today, what we're talking about is how to house hack. What is it and how do you get started? So Camille, what is house hacking?
Yeah, house hacking is a term that came about back in 2015. So if anyone has ever heard of Bigger Pockets, listened to the show, one of the former hosts named Brandon, he coined the term house hacking, actually. So we give Brandon the credit. Now, what it is it's when you purchase a multi-unit property, you live in one, you rent out the others. And the goal is to either offset your mortgage entirely, make some extra money by having some cash flow, or your most of your mortgage is getting paid. So it's a way, a creative way to help reduce or completely eliminate your housing expense.
House hacking. Okay, so it's obviously been around for a long time, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, it just got popular in 2015 with the term, but you know, I think back, I actually think your grandparents are the first house hackers that I've heard of.
I know.
Back in what? The
1940s
yeah,
or
40s
50s. They bought a duplex. They lived in one unit, rented the other out.
Yeah.
So I grew up in a family that was all about that as a strategy. So it is something that's been around for a long time. And really, this is a strategy that helps young people, because what people don't realize is when you buy a multi-unit property, you can actually use the income from the property to help you qualify for the mortgage. And so that can actually help alleviate a lot of your cost of living, reduce that cost, and give you more financial freedom and runway, which is something we're really passionate about.
Exactly. Yeah. House hacking is simply just a strategy, like you said. It's a way to get into home ownership, but not having to pay the full mortgage. It's creative. And usually that comes with some level of uncomfortability, right? House hacking traditionally is when you buy a multi-unit property. It has to be four units or less, because four units or less is what you can qualify for a residential loan. Anything that's five units or more is commercial, and that's a totally different type of financing. So when you are at four or fewer units, you get to qualify on an owner-occupied loan, which is the biggest benefit of house hacking, because you want to be able to buy an investment property at the lowest rate possible with the lowest down and the best insurance premiums. And the only way you can do that is if you end up occupying the residence.
Right. And the cool thing about that is the loan docs you sign state that you are intending to occupy the property for 1 year. So you only have to live in it for a year before you could move out and then buy another house and then house hack that property. And then you can keep that home and turn that into a rental and build a portfolio of multiple investment properties through buying, using that low down payment, all the conventional loans or the government-backed loans that give you the option to get in at a lower price and then getting a lower rate and then just keeping that and turning it into a rental to help you cash flow more.
Right. And some of the best real estate gurus out there, they are the ones saying buy a property every year. Now imagine what it would be if you bought a house hack every year, and how you'd be able to buy investment properties over and over again using the owner occupied loan. You'd be in really great standing as a buyer.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great if the house hack paid for itself completely.
Yeah.
Right. If you had a multi-unit property like a fourplex where the rents totally cover the mortgage, that's a huge, huge blessing. Even if it doesn't cover your whole mortgage though, there still is a benefit. So let's just say you're buying a house and the mortgage payment was going to be $5,000 a month. And let's say it's just a 3-bed, 2-bath home, but the cost to rent that home in your area is $3,500 a month. So now you're buying this house for $5,000 a month. And let's say you decided to rent out a portion of the home. You're making $1,500 a month. Now your cost out of pocket is only $3,500 a month. Well, you're actually making money at that point, because we know that your cost to live in a similar sized home is exactly that. But through owning that home, you're also building equity, because you're paying down the loan every month. You get principal pay down, which is huge. You get to write off some home ownership. Your interest is deductible, for example. And then you also get market appreciation. And so even though it may cost you only $3,500 a month out of pocket, as you watch your property value grow and your loan get paid down, you're building equity, which is the way that you build wealth through real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So the house hacking is a strategy that is used to help offset your living expenses. In California, it's very rare that you would end up getting cash flow. That's the ultimate goal. But it'd be very rare if you were getting cash flow from a house hack in California right now, given today's prices and interest rates. It would be amazing if you got your entire mortgage covered. And the most likely scenario is that you're getting a large portion of your mortgage covered, which would essentially be saving you money and making you money down the line. So that's really, you know, the ins and outs of what house hacking is. And if you're someone listening today saying, gosh, I love this idea, but I cannot find an affordable multi-unit property, or I simply don't want to have multi-units, how can we encourage other forms of house hacking? What does that look like with a single family home?
Great question. It's totally doable. And what we like to explain to people is there's this sliding scale between comfort and profit. You've got comfort over here, and then you've got profit over here. And you get to choose where on that scale you want to be on your investment journey. Most people, they don't ever want to be uncomfortable. They're never willing to sacrifice. They're never willing to put off till tomorrow what they wish they could have today. And so the way you build real wealth, though, is through sacrifice, is through long-term discipline and waiting and investing, and then it will pay off big time down the road. So we really encourage people to find where on that scale they want to be. So the example is, the most comfortable option for you would be a single family house on a big piece of land in a neighborhood that you love in the best school district. Very, very comfortable. You don't have to see your neighbors. You don't have to worry about anything, but it's not very profitable. That is the most expensive form of a house to buy. Whereas on the other end of the scale, you could go and buy a property that's way more affordable in a different part of town, and you could rent out the rooms in your house to help pay the bills. Mm-hmm. Now, this is less comfortable, but it's much more profitable because you can have multiple roommates that are all chipping in to help pay the bills. So that way, you can cover your cost of living. So it might not be the, you might not want to buy a multifamily property. You might not want to go that route. So you may consider house hacking by just renting out rooms. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of new websites like sharedroom.com and places where you can post rooms for rent on your property. Then people come move in maybe a couple months out of the year. They stay, they help you pay your bills. They help cover those costs. And that can help also, even if you're in a financial pinch and you need some extra money.
Right. And another way to house hack in a single family home would be if you decided to convert your garage to an ADU. Also, not always the most comfortable, because a lot of people like using a garage for storing items, tools, or even just parking their cars. So converting your garage, or if you have property where you have space in the backyard, you could build from the ground up a detached dwelling that fits the requirements of an accessory dwelling unit, an ADU. So that would be another way. Now, we're seeing ADUs run between $100,000 and $150,000, depending on the size of the ADU, the contractors you use, the finishes, etc. So where else in California can you get a 1-bed or 2-bed, 1-bath house for $100,000 to $150,000? Pretty much nowhere. But an ADU, that helps really increase the value of your property, and then you're able to generate rental income. So that necessarily is a way to get the ultimate goal of having more income come in the single family home. Mm-hmm. It's not as comfortable as keeping your extra space, but it definitely will make an impact on what you're able to do. So those are just some ideas if you don't go the traditional multifamily route on how you can still build wealth and house hack through a single family home.
Yes. And we've done that. We've done buy the multifamily. We bought a 4-unit property and it was a more affordable neighborhood and we had to drive. We had to sacrifice. It was a really small unit. So we know what it's like to sacrifice and to give up that comfort in order to be profitable down the line. And because we sacrificed and we paid our dues and we got in on that property, that's helped us get in to our next property and our next property. And so because we started the ball rolling as young people in California, it made it easier for us to qualify and get that next home loan because now we have more equity behind us mm-hmm. and we have more cash flow behind us helping us qualify. And so the current place we're at, we're doing the house hack where we're converting the garage to an ADU and posting that on Furnished Finder. So that's the newest strategy we're doing. It's a little bit more comfortable. We have a single family house. We'll have a detached unit that we can rent out. And we're sliding slowly to that more comfortable end of the spectrum, but we still need to be profitable as we're young people in California covering the cost of living. Now, when it comes to ADUs, there are so many cool new laws and rules. California is really heavily incentivizing ADUs. For example, they just dropped an additional $25 million that they're going to be releasing in batches of $40,000 to people to build ADUs. So there's currently free money available through grants. If you're interested, check out some of the links in the show notes. And there's even companies that will do prefabricated modulars that they can drop in your backyard that are like approved ADU units. One company in particular is called Landit ADU, and they're right here in our hometown of San Luis Obispo, and they can help bring like prefabricated ADUs right to your backyard and get them up. So if you're interested, we can share more about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are all about ADUs. We have seen not only firsthand experience, but even with our clients, those who have had great success with an ADU, what it's allowed for their family, and with interest rates supposedly coming down soon, imagine what it would look like if you're house hacking, you end up refinancing, then your mortgage comes down even more, but your rents stay the same and increase. That's the goal. That's the way to do it, right? So at the end of the day, our goal today is just sharing, do what you can to offset your living expense. In California, your living expense, your housing expense is most likely the most expensive form of expenses that you have, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. In California, your housing is going to take over your entire kind of what you do for work, right? You just think, I need to live and I need to work hard in order to live where I want to live. And in California, we have to get creative. So if more than half of your income is going towards your housing, then we need to think differently and find a way to live in a more profitable stage. So that way, later on in life, you can reap the benefits of what it looks like to live in a more comfortable phase of life.
Mm-hmm. Imagine having house hacked a few homes, maybe you have 3 or 4 investment properties, and how that could set you up for retirement. Just imagine the difference that that would make. Having a few properties with some passive income streams that can help fund your lifestyle, or if you ever need to, you can liquidate one of those properties, take the funds, pay for college, pay for medical expenses, or what your family really needs. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we believe in. So real estate is the best wealth building vehicle that's out there. And so we're all about education, empowerment, and encouraging people to take that next step in their journey on home ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What new freedoms would you have if your housing expense was either gone completely or significantly reduced? That's the question that we ask ourselves. And we hope you do the same and think about what it looks like for you to start house hacking.
If you want to learn more about real estate, investing, and building wealth and happiness, please like and subscribe to our podcast. And also share this message with somebody you think needs to hear about it. If you know a young person in California who wants to own a home, doesn't know how to own a home, let's get this messaging out in front of them. More people need to hear this so that they can be encouraged to get into home ownership. So please like and subscribe so that you don't miss the next episode.